Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Using journaling to heal emotional pain. Ever feel like your emotions are running wild? Like you're on an emotional roller coaster with no brakes? Trust me, I get it. Life throws curveballs, right? But what if there was a way to process those tough feelings, even the ones that make us want to hide under the covers? Well, my friends, journaling can be your secret weapon. It's like therapy for your soul, and the best part is, you don't need a therapist's couch or an appointment unless, of course, you have one already. So, why journaling? Because it gives you this amazing space to unpack those messy emotions without judgment. Think of it as a safe haven where you can let your thoughts and feelings flare freely. It's like having a conversation with yourself, but on paper, which is sometimes way less awkward, am I right? Plus, getting things out of your head and onto the page can actually make them feel lighter and less overwhelming. Let's break down some key takeaways that can seriously level up your journaling game for emotional healing. 1. Free flow your feelings. Don't overthink it. When you start journaling, just let the words flow. No grammar rules, no perfect sentences, just raw, authentic expression. Imagine you're pouring your heart out to a trusted friend, but one who doesn't judge or offer unsolicited advice. Write down everything that comes to mind, even if it seems silly, confusing, or repetitive. 2. Get specific. Vague statements like I feel bad don't cut it when you're aiming for real healing. Dig deeper. Ask yourself, what specifically is making me feel this way? Is there a situation, person, or thought that triggered this emotion? 3. Embrace the power of questions. Journaling isn't just about listing feelings, it's also about exploring them. Ask yourself questions like, what do I need right now? What can I learn from this experience? How can I move forward in a healthy way? Think of your journal as a sounding board for your inner wisdom. 4. Look for patterns. Over time, you'll start to notice recurring themes or triggers in your journaling. Maybe you find yourself writing about feeling insecure around certain people or overwhelmed during specific situations. Recognizing these patterns can be incredibly insightful and help you understand your emotional landscape better. 5. Practice self-compassion. This is huge. Be kind to yourself throughout the process. Remember that healing takes time and it's okay to have ups and downs. If you find yourself getting frustrated or overwhelmed, take a break, come back later, or try a different journaling prompt. Alright, let's bring this all together with a real-life example. Imagine this. You had a really stressful day at work. You felt overwhelmed, undervalued, and maybe even a little angry. Instead of letting those feelings fester, you grab your journal and start writing. You pour out everything, the frustrating interactions, the tasks that felt impossible, and the sense of exhaustion that was weighing you down. Then you ask yourself some questions. What can I learn from this experience? How can I set better boundaries for myself in the future? By processing these emotions through journaling, you're not only releasing them, but also gaining valuable insights and tools to navigate similar situations more effectively. So there you have it, 5 powerful tips to use journaling to heal emotional pain. Remember, your journal is a safe space, a confidante who always listens without judgment. It's time to tap into that power within you. Think about one thing you learned today that you can implement right away. Maybe it's trying out a new journaling prompt or simply committing to writing for 5 minutes each day. Small steps lead to big changes, and I know you got this. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend who could benefit from some emotional healing magic. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback helps me keep bringing you these quickie sessions of inner wisdom. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.